Mission 676, time to shout out, Jez. Where are you now?
I'm lying in the back of a van, Ronnie, with ice on my ankles and knees, but no cause for panic. We're just trying to do a little bit of multitasking, and just got a phone call from BBC, who are at West Brom's training ground, who want to do a little piece with me for Look East tonight, you know, to send back down the line to their counterparts at Norwich. So walking's had to stop and get in the van, get to West Brom's training ground, which is where we're going to end up quite close to by the end of the day anyway, but just to go and do that interview before going back. So just getting everything iced and having a little relax whilst we're having the journey.
I've been following you. You've been all over the news today. Sky picked up on the walk, because and it looks like Stoke City treated you well, Jez.
Stoke City were absolutely brilliant, Ronnie. Of every single club we've been to, they've been, unbelievable. So cool. And the press guy there, a fellow called Fraser Nicholson, he couldn't have done more for us. Met us at the ground yesterday when we got to the Britannia. Told me to come to their press call this morning and he'd do what he did for us. And we had Mark Hughes' photo with him and a little bit of a chat to camera. And with some of their first team players, ended up then getting an interview with Sky Sports. And we've got a little secret up our sleeve for next week, Ronnie, as well, that I won't ruin by telling anyone yet. But keep looking on Twitter and maybe Monday or Tuesday we'll put it up.
Oh, that sounds intriguing. And it's been great because we talked yesterday that the fact, the story of this, the FA plan is out as well, and you spoke yesterday about your thoughts on it, and it's still sort of rumbling along in the news. In fact, there's some kind of petition going on about it. So it's interesting, the walk and that is kind of tied in, Jez.
It is, and, you know, Ronnie, I'm going to be honest now. I've now been briefed on the detail in the proposals, and The sum of the proposal is stuff that, you know, myself has been arguing for a little while, in terms of recognising that professional football does exist lower than League Two. And we've been banging that drum for some number of years now, along with other clubs in the conference who, when you drop out of League Two, all your funding goes for your youth scheme. You're no longer able to contract those young players, so you're not able to ever be entitled to any compensation. And if it addresses one or two of those issues, then, you know, fantastic. But we've also got to look at it as a whole and, you know, what it does to the football pyramid. And that is such a strength of English football, I think, that every single club within that football pyramid is the centre of the community in its own particular town or city. And I guess that's the real, you know, ethos of that football pyramid that is what has to be protected. So, you know, progression is fine. And looking after the biggest clubs and looking after the development of the very, very elite players is fine. But I think it needs to be done in a respectful way, with consultation to, you know, lots of smaller clubs and lots of football league clubs and conference clubs, that it will impact, and it will impact the supporters of those clubs and their communities.
And it's interesting because people have kind of, the alarm bells are rung. I've been following the Twitter timeline on this, Jez, and there's a lot of ex-pros, a lot of celebrities talking about it as well, saying, you know, we have to look after the clubs in the lower league, because in a way, that's where the heartbeat of football is for most fans.
Yeah, and also people have to realise that, you know, Raheem Sterling, whilst, you know, he's a fantastic young player at Liverpool, he didn't come through Liverpool's youth system. You know, they you know, he came from another smaller club. Adam Lallana was at Bournemouth before he went to Southampton. Gareth Bale didn't start at Southampton. He was at a smaller club. You know, you look at Jack Wiltshire even. I know that he was at Luton for a year before he went to Arsenal. So, be very, very careful that you don't decrease the number of clubs that are providing an opportunity for youngsters. No problem with the bigger clubs wanting to, you know, develop the very best players to the best of their ability and needing help with doing that. But I do think that one of the strengths in England is the number of professional football clubs and the number of clubs that serve their community. So I think that does need to be protected and thought about, as well as, you know, the what's in the best interest of a very small number of clubs that, you know, obviously produce England players. But the whole of the professional game needs to be looked after as well.
So day 13 then, Jez. So by the end of the day, another 13 to go, and but that first mile done tomorrow, that's you well over halfway. So it's a
it's a milestone day today.
Yeah.
It's interesting that it's going to be disrupted so much by Sky Sports News and BBC, but that's all good. I'm going to be walking well into the evening tonight. I think by the time Cambridge United kick off against Arsenal, you know, people are asking me whether I'm going to be back for the game. I'll still be walking somewhere in Walsall, I think, at that time. But yeah, it's a bit of a milestone day today, halfway through. When we complete the day today, finally, it will be, whatever it is, 339 miles done. And someone said to me this morning, one of the lads with me, they said, it's all downhill from there. And I said, yeah, apart from some of the Chilterns, that are a few uphills as well.
Yeah, we looked at that.
Yeah, no, listen, the most important thing is that we can keep, you know, raising money. And Gareth Daniels tells me that the Just Giving page is, you know, turning over more and more quickly. And, you know, the money's coming in each day, and every day almost beats the day before. And if we can create that momentum going into the last, you know, 13 days of the walk, and really, really raise some funds that can help the community beyond this walk and for several years to come, that'll be a fantastic achievement for everyone involved, not just me, but the backup team and everybody who's been, you know, so involved in putting this together.
And it looks like it's going to be, I'm going to the game tonight and film a few bits as well, Jez, but it looks like it's going to be a good crowd as well.
Pre-sales have been fantastic, so really, really hopeful of a really good crowd and have a good atmosphere in that main stand. And, you know, we need to impress Arsenal Football Club tonight as well with the quality of our facilities in terms of the pitch. The support that we'll get there for a game like this. You know, Peter Beardsley was still talking to me on that first day about how well he was looked after when Newcastle brought their team to Cambridge last year and the tremendous level of support that the game attracted. So these things matter, you know, for the future as well. And hopefully we'll be able to have other illustrious clubs at the Arkostins Abbey Stadium in not too distant, you know, time. And this will be a really useful game for Richard to get some minutes into the players and obviously crucial for us in terms of fundraising.
Jez, last thing, and I'll let you go, is, you know, you're on telly so much now, I just wonder whether, you know, Sky might just kind of have a word with you and, you know, you get your own Sky programme. Do you fancy that?
No, listen, there's far better people to be on the programme than me. We're very grateful to a couple of people who have helped us a lot to try and get us a little bit of publicity about what we're doing and why we're doing it. And I know it's a little bit off the back of the FA Commission, but, you know, being able just to speak on, you know, some sort of national media about Cambridge United and the work we're trying to do and, you know, the way we've run our academy and scholarship programme for the last 8 years without any funding and what we're now trying to do within the community, it's good to put Cambridge United on the map and be really shown in the light of a developing and really forward-thinking club who's got a real commitment to developing youth programmes for excellence and within the community. So that's the most important thing, putting the club on the map.
Jez, I'll let you get back to the walking. You'll be walking, as you said, well into tonight. I'll catch you tomorrow, and it'll be day 14 tomorrow, Jez.
Thanks, Ronnie. Cheers.